with thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
Hello, friends. This is Brother David, and I'm broadcasting live from the state of Florida, where it's pretty hot down here, but praise the Lord, I know a place that's hotter, and I'm glad I'm not there. Before we begin today, I'd like to request prayer of the people that's listening today. I got word yesterday that my pastor has had surgery while I've been away, and I'd like the folks to pray for him. Now, he's out of the hospital now, I understand, but still the Lord needs to do a work in his life and mend his body so that he can be ready to minister unto the people in the church services. So if everybody would pray with me now, I'd appreciate the prayers of the saints going up for him. Father, dear Lord, in Jesus' name, dear Lord, I thank you for this day and for all the good blessings you've given us. But Father, on my heart right now, dear Lord, is my pastor who is quite a few miles away from me right now. And dear Lord, even though I'd like to reach out and touch him and comfort him, Father, dear Lord, I know that I cannot from where I'm at. And Father, only you can go forth, dear Lord, and comfort him in his hour of need, Father. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd heal his body this day, Father. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd comfort him, dear Lord, and strengthen him, Father, so that he can be a witness unto the people at the church and unto the people, dear Lord, throughout the Harriman area and throughout, dear Lord, the Roane County area. Father, dear Lord, I pray that, dear Lord, you'd give him the strength to be a witness unto everyone that he comes in contact with, Father. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. You know, no matter where we're at, the Lord, I know, is with us. And even though I'm in Florida right now, I know that the Lord is here in this place, as well as in the state of Tennessee, in a little town called, in a little county called Roane County. And, you know, it just goes to show that Jesus said that, you know, wherever you go on the earth, I'll go with you always, even unto the ends of the world, even unto the ends of the earth. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I know that wherever we go in this world, that we can always call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, and he will hear our prayer and answer our prayer. And in John chapter 4, Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, woman of Samaria, and he said, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." No matter where we're at, whether we're in the mountains of Jerusalem, or whether we're in Roane County, or in Florida, or wherever we're at, Jesus said that we can worship the Father in spirit and truth. If we are true worshipers, we will do that. And here in John chapter 4, verse 23, he says that the Father seeketh such to worship him. It's since the beginning of time, God has sought people that will follow him. God has sought people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. But, you know, as far as I've read, as far as I've ever found, the Father has not been able to find people constantly over and over that will worship him, that will follow after him, that will be diligent, that will seek him and all the time. And it's a sad thing in a way because God throughout time has had to deal with different people and they'd fail him. And it's a sad thing because we're human and we will fail God at certain times. There's no way that we can come to a point to where we can be with God at all times. The Bible says that when we're perfect. The Bible says no, not one is perfect. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ will we one day stand before the throne of God, and Jesus will present us perfect before the Lord God. But what our duty is in this life and what we need to strive for in this life is to worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth at all times, as much as we possibly can. Seek after the Lord, do his work, do his will, and be diligent to seek after the will of God. Now, we're going to begin a teaching today out of 1 Samuel chapter 4. And if everybody would turn over with me, we're going to be talking about how the children of Israel went out before the Philistines to battle. And chapter 4, verse 1 says, "The word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined in battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. and they slew the army in the field, about 4,000 men. Now, Israel, at this point in time, had no king. They didn't know what they should be doing to serve after the Lord. In Judges chapter 17, verse 6, the Bible says, in those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And what I want to say this morning is that the state of the world, the state of the church right now, seems to be at the same point where it was in 1 Samuel chapter 4. Although we have the Bible, and although we have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it's like people have turned away from God, and it's like there is no king to lead us after the Father. And it seems like today that everybody is doing that which is right in his own eyes. The Bible lays out a way that we should worship the Father when we go into the sanctuary, and in our lives, the Lord lays out a way that we should follow after him. But it seems like people don't want to do that. They'll say, oh, I don't want to believe that part of the Bible. Oh, that part of the Bible has passed away. Or, no, that doesn't work for today. My friend, the Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. That's in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. And my friend, when God tells us to do something, if we do something different, we're out of the will of God. We're not doing what the Lord wants us to do. And as I said in John chapter 4, verse 23, the Father seeks such people that will worship him in spirit and truth the way he set forth in the Bible. But now let's go on in 1 Samuel chapter 4. The Israelites had come up against the Philistines, and they fought in these places between Ebenezer and Aphek. And the Israel lost this short battle. And so now they decided, the Israelites decided that they were going to go down and they were going to pull out the ace in the hole. And in verse 3, it says, and when the people were come into the camp, and the elders of Israel, wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Why did the Lord let us lose to the Philistines, in other words? And they said, let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hands of the Philistines. Now, for so long they have turned away from God throughout the books of Judges and Joshua, Judges, and throughout this part of the 1 Samuel, the Bible repeats over and over how the children of Israel served the Lord for a little while, and then they turned away from God. And then they'd serve the Lord a little while more, and they'd turn away from God. And when they'd go out and serve other gods, but when they got in trouble, they knew who to turn to. They turned to Jesus, and they turned to the Father, and they decided they were going to serve God for a little while more. But over and over again, they turned away from God. And here, they're at a point where they have turned away from God, and they're going out to fight the Philistines in battle, and they lose. So they said, hey, let's go get the Ark of the Covenant. Ah, yeah, that'll save us. Yeah, well, let's get religion now. Yeah, let's get God back in our life now. Then we'll go out and kill these Philistines, and then we'll go back to our old ways. Friend, it doesn't work that way, and that seems to be the way it's happening today. It's a sad thing, but that's the way it's happening today. People are turning away from God, and then when they get in trouble, they go and pray to God. They use God as a spare tire. They're not wanting to make him a part of their life. They just want to use him as a backup system. They just want to use him when everything else goes wrong. So what did the people do? They went and got the Ark of the Covenant, which they had kept away. And they brought it unto them, and verse 4, it says, so the people sent to Shiloh, that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. In verse 7 it says, the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God has come into the camp. And when they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. My friend, the Philistines had invaded Israel a few years before this, and they had occupied the lands that the Israelites had occupied. They were controlling the Israelites. They weren't just fighting against them. They had been living among them. They were controlling them, and they were dwelling with the Israelites. And they had seen some of the things that they did. When they went to the market, the Philistines were there. They had, I guess it'd be like the way it is in some of these Eastern European countries. These Soviet guards and things have come in and occupied these lands. And the people in their daily activities see the guards and see these foreigners guarding over them. But at the same time, these foreigners, these Philistines, are watching the Israelites. And over the period of time, they have watched them go into the sanctuary. And they've watched them go into the marketplace. And they've watched them do these things. And it's just amazing because the Philistines, this is the first time the Philistines have seen the Israelites get religious. They finally got the Ark, and they finally decided they're going to follow God. And now the Philistines are getting afraid because they're thinking the Israelites are serving God now. But in verse 8, they said, "Woe unto us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? There are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness." So they said to each other, they said in verse 9, "Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been unto you. Quit yourselves like men and fight." They decided that they saw the Ark of God come into the camp, but they were going to fight anyway. And in verse 10, the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, for there was a great slaughter. For there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the Ark of God was taken, and two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. It's amazing, because Israel brought in the Ark of the Covenant. They're ace in the hole, in other words. They decided they were going to get religion. They decided they were going to get God now and go out and whoop the Philistines. But it didn't work that way, because even though the Philistines thought God had come into the camp, friend, those Israelites did not have God with them. They tried to bring that thing into the camp, but bring that thing of God into the camp, but God wasn't with them. And that's just like today. People think they can use God for a spare tire, and just when they need God, they'll bring him out of the closet. Every once in a while, they'll bring that Bible off the shelf and blow the dust off of it, sitting on their coffee table thinking that's going to help them. But friend, unless you get in there and you read that word, and you get in there and you get that word inside of you, you read it and you understand and you pray for understanding, friend, when the day of tribulation comes, it's not going to help you one little bit. If the bill collectors come to your door and you decide to bring the Bible out and sit it on the coffee table, they're not going to pay any attention to that, because they're going to come in and they're going to, the creditors are going to take everything you've got, if that's what your tribulation time is. Friend, they're not going to pay no attention to that. But if you read that word, you get it inside of you, and you get God on your side and God with you in your life, friend, the Bible says that nothing can stand against you, because if God be for you, who can be against you? Friend, we've got to get in a walk today, a walk with God. We've got to become soldiers for Christ. The Bible says that we need to be good soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ and always strive for that life, that relationship that we can have with God. Friend, we don't need to put this thing in the trunk and use God as a spare tire. We need to put God on all four wheels. We need to put God in our life and let him direct us. Let him be the pilot, not just the co-pilot, as the old license plate used to say. Friend, we need to get God. We need to get serious with God. And that's just what the Israelites could have used back then. They could have got serious with God and won that battle in their life. But what happened? They decided to use God as a spare tire, and it didn't help them one little bit, because 30,000 of their soldiers were killed, and the Ark of the Covenant was taken from them, and the Philistines captured it and brought it into their camp, friend. Unless we get serious with God and we get him in our life and not just use him as a decoration, as a spare tire, friend, if we don't, God cannot be with us. But if we worship the Father in spirit and truth, friend, the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Friend, it's about time for me to go, so let me make a few announcements before I do. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church, where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. The regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Now, I'd like to ask you to listen to the evening edition of the Spirit and Truth broadcast on WBBX at 6 p.m., and as I remind you each and every week, friend, keep this in mind. Keep this in your heart. Keep it with you at all times, and understand what it says in John 4:24. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.